I was trying to figure out what to talk about in the podcast this week, and it's going back and forward and just really thinking about it. And then I was reminded of just how everything is going on around the world and how so many people are, you know, dealing with different types of illnesses and health, of course, comes in all different shapes and sizes. And a lot of times we're unsure what to do with ourselves, how to keep ourselves strong, how to keep our immune system strong, just what to do and how to live. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk about age-defying health. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go.
Hey there. Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, author and creator. This podcast is all about learning how to live in time, sharing mindful tips on homeschool, wellness, and making money online. Learning how to be confident and comfortable in your own skin. Mindful living one day at a time. Are you ready to create the life that you want? A goal without a plan is just a dream. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go.
As I record this podcast, I'm watering our compost area. There's dogs barking. There's cars going by because it is during the weekday now. I decided to record instead of on my usual day. So it's a lot busier. But I'm so glad that I'm able to record these podcasts. And I like for this to be different than your normal podcast. More like little mini coaching sessions, giving you some real practical things to do with your life. You know, a lot of times we just get stuff and listen to things that make us feel good. Sometimes we need to hear those things that don't make us feel so good. I think something's wrong with my sprayer as I am trying to water and hold my phone with the microphone, so I hope you can hear me okay. But I want to talk about age-defying health. And so I've heard that word or that term before, but when I've seen that term, I've just heard it with, you know, those different type of face creams, the commercials, and they say age-defying concealer or whatever. But you never really hear it any other way. Well, I have never ever heard it any other way. Okay, now my sprayer is going crazy. The second time that I actually heard that term really used was in martial arts. That's one of our core values, is age-defying health. Like, what does age-defying health mean to you? When you hear that term, what does it really mean to you? It can mean different things to different people. When I think about it, I think of timeless, something that's timeless, something that goes beyond what we see surface-wise. When I think about age-defying health, it is more than Botox. I mean, if you get Botox, that's your business. I'm not even going there or even going in deep about all that stuff because I don't know a lot about all that stuff. But it goes beyond that. A lot of times what I've seen is stuff like that is a quick fix. And you got to keep getting injections and all that stuff. But if that's something you want to do, hey, more power to you. Because people can argue about that. About, well, you got to keep exercising, or you got to keep, you know, eating healthy. That's the same thing. Well, if that's what you want to do, hey, do it. Who am I to tell you otherwise? But what I want to talk about is really putting things in motion in your life to make it a habit and make it something that will continue forever and ever and ever. Maybe until other generations. One thing is finding some type of fitness routine to use or to do. Whether it's jogging regularly or Zumba, some type of movement. I like to say movement instead of just fitness, but some type of movement routine that you do regularly. That's doable for you and your family. And sorry for all the different noise. I picked the wrong day, right? There's all kinds of stuff going on around here. Everybody's working in the yard or doing something. So that's one thing. Finding some type of movement routine, whether it's jogging or Zumba, or our new add-on is martial arts. And so that's something that helps mind and body. So if you're able to, you can add something like that. Number two is starting a garden, whether it's something your windowsill or a small backyard garden or whatever it may be, something. Try to plant some things that you can add to your eating rhythm, whether it's the herbals or a few greens, just something that can continue on. I've been looking a lot lately on heirloom seeds, and I've seen some now that go back in the 1700s and also the 1800s. So can you imagine, you know, a lot of people, a lot of these big farms are being stopped by these big corporations not to save seeds and everything, because I see now why, because there's a big benefit in using seeds that have been passed down from generations to generations. These are tried and true seeds that produce and yield great crops. And so that may be something you may want to look into in your area. Maybe a local cooperative, we have like these garden cooperative type things where they provide information on how to get seeds or how to treat your soil, a lot of other tips on gardening. So check into that. And number three, books. Part of adding to your age-defining health routine is adding reading back into the mix. A lot of times as we get older, we don't want to read as much as we did when we were younger because it's like we had to, right? But sometimes you can find some great information to help you get to your next level just by opening up a book. So find those things. Someone had recommended a book to me, The One Thing. I haven't purchased it yet. I was going to see if they have it at the library. But if you have problems staying focused, you know, a lot of times when you do a lot of things, it's hard to stay focused. So that may be a good option for you. And so, books. That's number three. So, just to recap already, is adding some type of movement / fitness routine. Number two, gardening. Number three, books. So the fourth age-defying tip, or whatever you want to call it, is meditation. And I know I mention this a lot. Quite often I mention meditation in something. In one of my last podcasts, it was one of the things on the list. And I'll include the link because I want to stress this, though. The power of meditation, I mean, it's powerful. I mean, it's so, you can find so many great benefits in adding meditation to your life. There are several studies and books, all types of articles written in journals that, and just, you know, personal testimonials of what meditation does to people and for people. So, and that lasts for a lifetime. You training your kids to meditate, that's gold. My kids have been meditating since they were like 8 and 10. And so that's something that they will treasure. And of course, they'll introduce that to their children one day. And that's something we can carry on from generations to come. It's amazing too how much more energy you have when you add that as well. You don't have to take my word for it. But as always, do your own research. Don't just say, oh, you know, Hakini said this or that. Do your research. I always encourage you to do that so you can see for yourself and make an informed decision for your life. Okay? Our final thing that I want to share for age-defying health. This is something that you may not even think that it should be a part of health, or if it's health related, but it's something that will take you a long way and keep you focused on your goals for years to come. And as I'm moving around, there's a lot of moving and shaking, but number five is forgiveness. A lot of times we can harbor unforgiveness in our hearts for things that happened years ago. Maybe it may be something that you feel that's unforgivable. I mean, that person just did some awful things to you. But if we don't learn how to forgive, we're not hurting the other person. We're hurting ourselves. When you harbor unforgiveness in your heart, it brings your body into a low-level stress response. There's a lot of anxiety attached to it. There's a lot of pain that can develop. Depression could set in as well. It's just a lot of things that can continue to bring you down a low vibrational path. And so my challenge for you is to learn how to forgive. And you know how, well, I was brought up, it said you should forgive and forget. I mean, let's be honest, you aren't going to remember, daggone, somebody wrongs you. You're going to remember that thing. But you get to a place where if it comes up, say, okay, I remember when, but you know what? I've moved on. It's made me a stronger person. I've learned something from that experience. And this is something that I can use to help others as well. So I don't have to stay in that anger. I don't have to stay in that abusive state. Moving on. And so it's a process, but guess what? You can do it. So I didn't intend for this to be a long podcast. I just wanted to bring you a few quick tips for age-defying health. If you have more you want to share, if you think of some more, feel free to share with me. Until next time. Nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. learn to love and learn to serve. Bye for now.